When I arrived in Nice, I took a cab right to the hospital. Fortunately, most of the staff also spoke some English, so it did not take long for me to establish my identity and be directed up to Sarah's room. I had gotten absolutely no sleep on the plane, so I was dog-tired and running on adrenaline alone. She seemed bright and cheerful, and when I asked how she was feeling and what was wrong, she blurted it out. I was floored. The doctors had given us almost no chance of having cubs, and yet test after test clearly showed that she was with child. I sat down relieved. I guess the relief caused me to finally relax. The next thing I knew, I was being awoken by the nursing staff for snoring. We discussed our situation, and both of us came to the conclusion that it was probably best that she quit her job, since the stress of travel would not be good for the cubs she was bearing. She made the call, apologized, and they were actually quite understanding once they heard why, and congratulated her. They granted her maternity leave and said that there would be a place for her if and when she decided to return. I managed to get some sleep at a nearby hotel. Sarah was released from the hospital a day later so I could take her home. I got her a ticket on the same flight I was already scheduled on, and the flight back was uneventful, although we did get some interesting looks from the crew when we told them why Sarah needed a wheelchair. It isn't that she couldn't walk. We just wanted to be sure she got home with as little stress as possible. On the way, we decided to try and play up on everyone's fears before letting them in on the truth. My sister, however, saw right through it. How do women know when another is pregnant? It's one of those mysteries I will never understand. When we got a doctor to check on her once we were back in Huntington, she informed us that Sarah seemed to be 3 months along. Everything seemed fine. She even showed us a sonogram of the cub. We asked if she could tell us anything about the species, but she was at just as much a loss as we were. No records could be found of offspring from a bear and a mountain lion, so she had nothing to go on. When Les found out the news, he had it on the gossip ways within hours. I could tell because I was suddenly flooded with emails, both with congratulations and the usual bunch of detractors calling us some pretty awful names. I had those blocked pretty quickly. I don't shove my business in their faces, and I wish Les had not, but what's done is done. I certainly didn't want the kind of abuse many of these detractors dish out. We did finally manage to do that special performance for Rock Band Wars on the original date scheduled. They had several bands from the previous scene performing, including Grizzly, Stoat, and Young. I don't know what had happened in the years since their previous meeting, but I was a bit surprised when Birch and Grizz greeted each other with a strong hug. I'll have to ask Birch about that later. It was good to see, though. Sarah spent her days helping Aurora around the house and reading up on childbirth. We also got calls from my university's zoology department asking for access to the medical records. The obvious interest in the offspring of a bear and a mountain lion was understandable, seeing as how rare it was. We gave them permission, provided they don't make the records public until well after the pregnancy was over, and that our identities not be revealed at all. Having Marshall University doing a study of a member of their own faculty seemed a bit odd, but under the circumstances. Did I ever imagine I would be in this position now? No. Never in a thousand years. After college, I never thought I would ever get married. And once I fell in love, I never thought we would ever have cubs. This is all just a miracle to me. A miracle I will thank God for every day of the rest of my life. I asked Sarah one evening if she had thought of any names.
I had started to, but since we don't even know the cub's sex, or even the species, it's rather difficult. And I don't want to limit it to nondescript names.
Yes, there is that. We have time, and we'll know more as it gets closer.
I worry about what this will do to your career, though, Star. I'd hate to see you lose your job, too, over this.
Oh, Sarah, relax. Remember, I still teach at the university. That's actually my first choice for a career. I'd almost welcome getting out of the recordings and tours. I don't need the money. I never did. And I never needed the fame. I could even retire on what I have saved anyway. I certainly don't want to be gone most of the time while our child grows.
Oh, Star, I can't believe we're actually going to be a family. I'm so looking forward to raising a cub.
So am I, Sarah. I can already imagine what it will be like. I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your hand. I'll do anything to keep you satisfied. And I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. Leaves will bow down when you walk by. And morning bells will chime. I'll be there when you're feeling sad, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I've found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And I'll sing you the songs of the rainbow, whisper of the joy that is mine. Leaves will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells will chime. I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. Anything to help you understand, and I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. Will bow down when you walk by, and morning bells.